6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. It's Friday.
Yay.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Get your feet on the floor. Jumpstart your day. For those of you wondering why you're yelling, Rob, because it's Friday. I get the right to yell. Man.
Put on Rebecca Black. Let's go, Joe. You know, when she had that hit song, It's Friday.
Or the one, Just Got Paid, Friday Night. Who is that? Somebody Kemp, right?
What is it? Kemp?
Just Got Paid, Friday Night.
Tony Kemp, the second baseman for the A's way back when. Matt Kemp, outfielder for the Dodgers and Padres. What happened to him, by the way? Anyway, ooh. Matt Kemp.
It's Johnny Kemp.
Johnny Kemp.
Matt Kemp. Oh, yeah. He was.
He was on.
You know what happened? He started dating Rihanna.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. I think that's when it disappeared. He started dating Rihanna. Hey, Jeremy.
You better get yourself an umbrella. Hey.
He thought he had to stop playing baseball.
Yeah, man, this stuff's good.
I ain't coming to practice.
Ever. Hey, put the manager on the phone. Yeah, I ain't coming back. Ever. Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, we were talking about it off air. Why is it? I'm trying to play golf on Tuesday. And every place that I want to play is saying that I have to have at least two golfers. I don't want to have two golfers. I want to go and play. If I just happen to randomly be placed with three other people, that's fine. I'm all right with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not. I just want to book a tee time myself. Why do I have to book for two people? Just Tuesday, mm-hmm. I booked last week for this past Tuesday, and I booked one person. That was it, just me.
Yeah, you can do it usually. Yeah.
But now they're asking for at least two people.
Well, just put in yourself and Jeremy Kahn.
No, because then I got to pay for both of them.
Oh, he will.
He ain't going.
I mean, if you had locked me into this, I would pay not to go. I mean, if that's what happened, but no, it's like, I don't want to come to your party. Here's $50. It's like,
that's what I do a lot for birthday parties. Here's your gift. Yeah. You coming? No, that's your gift.
But to your point, I just don't understand why it would make sense to, like, why would you turn somebody away if nobody's going to play? Like, I used to say stuff to the radio station all the time. It's like, hey, we got to get a sponsor for the hotline. Well, why not ask these guys?
Right.
That's not enough money.
Well, so you'd rather give you something?
You'd rather get zero money until... Yes. I just never understood that. You get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Like I'm trying to go to Mountain Branch. It's not far from my house. I want to go there. That's where I went this past Tuesday. And I'm trying to book a tee time. Tell me I have to have at least two people. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Go somewhere close to here. Go right after work.
Yeah, but when I'm done, I want to be close to home.
Just... You know what?
What's happened to you?
No, he's right.
No.
That wouldn't be close.
This man he would drive forever. He'd travel out of town.
Like, I still do it.
But hold on. Harford County is a ways away from like this area. Like your stomping grounds. Not that you wouldn't go out there, but I'm saying it's like going out there and coming back. And then once you get away from it, you're like, man, I got to drive all the way back there again.
See, Jeremy, what he's proposing that I go, I got to drive 10, 15 minutes to get to I-90. No, I got to drive 20 minutes to get to I-95.
Do you really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you were proposing. It's a hump to even get to the stretch to get me home.
You go play golf in Baltimore County.
Uh-huh.
Go to Fox Hollow or Pine Ridge or something like that. Then you just go up like, you know, Hufford Road.
You know where I was going to go? I was going to go to Rocky Point, which is my original spot. Yeah. Because Rocky Point, I'm 5 minutes from I-95, essentially.
Yeah.
But Rocky Point, you got to have two people.
You should go play four holes at the men's rest stop over here in Shrewsbury. Because, again, you get up there, they accept singles. They want singles to come in.
What, the electric golf? The video game golf?
No, it's different holes.
Different games.
There's a wall with a hole.
No, Jerry Jones. No, Jerry Jones. I don't need that in my life. I don't need that in my life.
Who's that on the other side? You see any other cars in the parking lot?
Someone out there right now going to call Joe and ask what rest stop was that?
Yeah, again, I don't get it. I don't get it. How'd you spend your evening, Ed?
Busy.
Oh, God, he had a busy night.
Busy. Ended up having cigars with a secret Thursday night club. So we ended up having cigars with my BPD buddies. I had a lot of fun with them down there and, you know, Charles. And so did that. Then I had a little outstanding sushi. And then I went up to Greg and Gina's thing. Caught the last hour of that. It was well attended.
I really wanted to go to that. Yeah. But as I've stated numerous times, once I get home in Glen Burnie and it's 5 o'clock, you ain't getting me to go anywhere. It has to be something unbelievably
Am
important.
I really the oldest man in this room?
Yeah.
I'll hang out.
Well, you live close to all the things that are going on over
and
here.
You know me. I'll hang out, but I'm only hanging out where I want to hang out.
I drive like I'm still with the state police. I just drive and drive.
Well,
and
I know
drive.
You drive all over the place, yeah. But it's still like you going to Timonium from where you're staying. It's like, yeah, I'd do that 10 times rather than drive once from my damn house sitting. What are we doing? Why are the cars moving? What the hell's happening? I literally got through traffic yesterday where the lane shut down. There's no cars. And I look behind me. There's all cars. Like, why aren't you people driving once you get through the traffic?
Yeah. Rubbernecking. And to what your point, Jeremy, friend of mine had a birthday party Wednesday. No, I don't know who has a birthday party on Wednesday. This is the dumbest thing ever. What the hell is wrong with you? If you want to have it on a weekday, Thursday is the pre-weekend, not Wednesday.
Yeah.
Anyway, she had it at Lunacy. Stephanie and I went out to dinner at Pairings, went back to the house, watched a little baseball. I got a text, are you coming? And my response was, I don't live five minutes from Lunacy anymore. Mm-hmm. If your party was up here, I'd be in the midst of it.
Yeah.
But I don't live 5 minutes from there anymore. I ain't coming.
Yeah, I'm making fun of it. Lately, traffic's been horrific.
Exactly.
Between the construction on Falls Road, which never ends, the Beltway has got construction everywhere now. It's like you can't get anywhere, even midday, late at night. Doesn't matter what time of day.
By the way, I got a text from Trippy.
Hello.
He said, book for three and take me and Rashawn. No.
There you go.
Rashawn will be videoing you fighting the marshal. That's not going to happen, bro. I love you, but nah.
World star video.
Yeah, exactly.
How he finds that stuff.
I don't want to be famous. Not that way.
Hold on. Rashawn's got the camera out talking to everyone.
Narrating the fight.
But he even like, it's so weird because sometimes when I hear him talking, it's not like he's egging you on. But he's egging you on. It's basically what he's doing. Like, man, why y'all got to be like this? That person's a really nice person. Bang!
Oh, he laid him out. You laid him out, man.
Oh, damn. Let me get a video of you laying on the ground bleeding from your face.
By the way, before we move on, what's up with all these Achilles injuries? Now it's gone to baseball. Griffin Canning, you see that last night? Mets pitcher?
I didn't see that he got
went
hurt.
Went to his wind-up pitch and just came up lame, collapsed, and thinking it's Achilles. Yeah. It's bad.
He said, well, Joe said he fell off the mound. Like, did he take an awkward step and stumble?
Yeah, he was going to run to go off the mound on the other side of the mound.
Oh, and it just popped.
And later he said he felt it on the release of the pitch, felt a little pull, and then when he ran, it was it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at it, you can see it, even if you watch the Halliburton one.
Oh, yeah, you saw that. That's nasty.
Who was the runner? Was it Sproles for the Chargers that blew out his Achilles? Somebody on the Chargers blew out their Achilles a few years ago, and right. You could just see the thing roll up.
Yep.
Roll up.
Remember, you could see that with Dan Marino back in the day. He saw it up in his calf.
Yeah.
I was watching, what was it, the Golics, Mike Jr. and Mike, their show they have, I think, on FanDuel. Mm-hmm. And they had an orthopedic surgeon on there. He said 2023-24, zero Achilles injuries. 24-25, what was it, six in the NBA?
Yeah. I mean, you had, I don't know if it's six, but you had a bunch.
I think it was six.
You had three major superstars that all wore zero tore their Achilles.
Stop wearing zero.
That's how many games you're going to play next year.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Birds play their 81st game of the season tonight. We'll take a little evaluation to give them a grade. But on the other side, Justin Tucker suspended the first 10 weeks of the season. I'm going to tell you why I think the suspension is pure BS. And it's not the reason you think. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Justin Tucker suspended for 10 weeks of the season. You think somebody will pick this guy up?
Is he talented still?
That's the key.
Can he still kick? Because I think he can after all this is said and done. Mm-hmm. But we've seen, all right, look at the Deshaun Watson thing. What happened? Like, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the league in Houston. He gets hurt. This stuff comes out. And then all of a sudden, he can't even throw a football anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, he's at the back end of his career. He's the best kicker we've ever seen.
Right.
I still don't get the people out there going, Well, this suspension's ridiculous. How can he get?
This is a ridiculous suspension. You know why?
Not for the reasons.
Exactly. Yeah. This suspension begins August the 26th. He's eligible to return November 11th. How the hell can you be suspended when you're not employed? Mm-hmm. The suspension should start when somebody signs him. So he gets to just hang around at home, suspended, not on anybody's roster, and then bam, on November 11th, somebody can say, we're going to sign you. You served your suspension. You're not employed. How are you serving a suspension, Ed, when you're not employed by anybody?
I agree with you. That's why we're talking about off air. It's like it seems doesn't quite make sense because, I mean, what could happen and may happen if he's, you know, his head is clear, some team that's going to be in the postseason that which is, you'll know around then, 10 games in, 11 weeks, whatever it's going to be, somebody's, you know, sniffing the playoffs, they kicker went down, they don't have somebody, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I can see it.
Suspension's supposed to be without pay, am I right?
Yeah.
You're not getting paid because you're not on anybody's payroll.
Mm-hmm. I hate that they did this.
This is horrible. This, to me, is injustice. He gets to hang around, then wait, like Ed said, to the final run for somebody to pick him up and he'll go kick.
And just so people know, the situation that he's in, the normal suspension is 6 games for something similar to this.
Yes.
So whatever the NFL found, they had to say it was more egregious than anything that they've seen that to give him 10 games then, because you're typically not going to get it. And then now, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Like, the people out there that are defending Justin Tucker, I don't know why you guys are defending him.
I don't care.
He's not your friend. He ain't your buddy.
And evidently, he's not the guy that you thought he was.
No. And this is where it kind of drives me insane. Like, I see people, you posted something about it, and people underneath your post are going, oh, this is ridiculous. And not for the reason you're saying it's ridiculous. I get it. You liked him. He was a great kick. He's the best kicker I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was.
He's also a douchebag.
Listen to me. And I'm of the opinion. Listen, everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. We're right about that. We are. But don't tell me every imperfection, Ed, is equal. They're not all equal.
No, of course not. No, absolutely not.
So stop treating them that way.
Yeah. No, it's not. This is I mean, I'm going to go on the assumption all of this is true now. But, I mean, it's very different than a one-time lapse in whatever.
Does this feel different? So, again, with all you know and knowing that we know some people that were involved in this that we believe, does that affect your opinion either way on this? Like, knowing that there's even more smoke because there's someone that we trust?
Yes, of course.
But but at the same extent, too, like, you've gone through it. You got to prove it. You got to show that this has been done. And I don't know that they can prove it to affect him in another way. You know, like, for this to be permanent or whatever.
I'm not even asking for permanent. I'm asking for a real suspension. This is not one.
I mean, 10 games is fine. When he gets picked up by a team, somebody should have to put him on their roster and sit him out the entire time. That's what should happen. How do you get suspended when you're not on a roster? Is it an indefinite suspension? No. Well, why is he not on a roster? It's like, come on, man. Like, the thing, it doesn't make any sense if that's the case.
And I last night made a call just to make sure what I'm reading was what I'm reading. I said, so let me get this straight. Someone who will be in the know. I said, let me get this straight. The suspension begins August 26th, whether he is or is not on someone's roster. They said, yes. How is that a suspension? That's not a suspension.
You're not in the league. You're not playing for it. You're not in the league.
Walmart just suspended me from working there for
Damn,
the next 6 months.
Dude. What are you going to do?
I'm just not going to work there ever. Because I don't work there. He doesn't have a job. How do you suspend somebody that doesn't have a job?
True story. When I coached in an NJC, what, NC, National Junior, an NJCCA. it was a coach who got suspended. He left. He didn't serve a suspension to the other place. He left. I'm not serving that suspension. Yeah. I'm gone. No one else made him serve that suspension. So this is almost like you committed this incident with the Baltimore Ravens, so the next team doesn't have to suffer for it. They just can sit down and watch you. Nah, man.
Because the whole point of picking somebody up that's suspended, especially someone that's or has been as talented as Tucker, the whole point, like, you're eating up a roster spot if you want him.
Yep.
And then now you can just say, hey, we'll wait. Something happens to your kicker. Hey, we've got the best kicker in the history of the league. We'll see what he can do. It's not like he was not good last year, but you'd like to think that he could find himself and get back into that for his sake.
Unless it's Father Time. Maybe. Father Time redefines you.
I don't know that Father Time would have done to him what he did to him last year. I think the mental part of this got to him.
Let's go out to Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm saying, for come to the suspension, because really what you're talking about, some of those women are lying.
No, they're not. How do you know that?
How do you know?
Because, look, I mean, you know, they money. They want money. Come on.
Is that what happens all the time? Everybody that's been sexually assaulted, they just want money.
You can't trust nobody when it comes to money.
Larry, let me ask you a question. How did the ladies come forth?
Because they thought they could get some money.
No. How did they come forth?
Through a paper, wasn't it?
Okay, so the ladies did not go and seek information or give information to the paper. The paper heard secondhand what happened and found those ladies. They didn't come forth for the money. And I'll tell you this, while you're speculating, the three of us specifically knows one woman who's involved in this, and guess what? She has not sought money. So how...
Well, why didn't she say something kind of happened?
She did say something happened, and nobody believed them.
Yeah. Well, I'm just...
Larry, she said something happened at the time, and no one believed her.
Can I ask this? So anybody that's ever come forward against somebody, whether it's right away or in a length of period of time, they're lying because they want money?
Well, Larry, you're the people that kind of rule these kind of things that makes people who are victims not want to come forward.
Yeah.
Because every time they do, you think they're lying for money. When the facts are, the one, I can speak for one of them firsthand. She went to someone when it happened. They didn't believe her. Or didn't matter. It was Justin Tucker. They wanted to keep his business. Didn't want to chase the Ravens away. All right? Then when it came back for, she was sought out by the paper. And to this day, she hadn't looked for any money.
Yeah.
You know what sucks about this whole situation?
What is that?
Just from that call?
There's so many people that believe, think like him. Well,
that's half of it. The other half is, everyone believes when you're accused of something, you did it automatically. Yeah. So you can't win. Both sides. People, you just an accusation, you did it. And then when it's an accusation, it's like they're all lying. So
I just watched.
We just let these things play out and
Well, people that have no information on the story, like Larry chiming in, like, oh, they just want money. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the way it goes. I just watched Surviving Ohio State and what happened when all those wrestlers came forward and said that they were sexually molested or sexually assaulted. Everybody's like, oh, my God, you guys are men. You're wrestlers. Just knock the guy out, not understanding that. This took place over time. They were groomed. This doctor was coming in, and they come in for an arm injury, and he checked their groin. Yeah. Oh, got to check you for hernia, and all of a sudden now he's cupping them. And then it gets into other stuff, and nobody wanted to listen to him. The problem is
because Larry said they were lying.
Yeah, they were just trying to get some money. I mean, come on, man. That's ignorant. It's just ignorant.
Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
I just had a quick question on... I don't necessarily want to say a technicality or anything, but if Justin Tucker, in lieu of all these accusations and everything before the league made their decision, if he came out and said, I'm retiring, I'm done, is there anything the league can do, especially when it comes to like his pay and anything like that?
I don't think they can affect the length of it, right? Like once you get 5 years or 10 years in, yeah, that's going to set up what your pension is.
Yeah,
or
that's a major lawsuit. You mess around, do stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think you could do anything after the fact. I'm trying to think of a player that had something happen at the end of his career and then just walked away. There's got to be a couple that's not coming to mind right now.
410-583-1057. World of Stupid at 7:15, but on the other side, the Baltimore Orioles play game number 81 tonight. That's at the halfway point. What grade do you give them for the first half of the season? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Orioles play game number 81 tonight, and I got a feeling that neither one of us needs to see tonight's game to determine what grade they get for the first half of the season. That grade is already cemented. Ed Norris, what grade do you give the Baltimore Orioles for the first half of the season?
It's either a failure or an incomplete. It's like, I mean, it's an F. I expected them to be at the top of the division fighting with the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen. And April's long in the rearview mirror. So, you know, we were in July just about, and it's one of the worst records in baseball. It's just it's a very disappointing season. So yeah,
Jeremy,
I go D-, and some people are like, oh, if you look at the season, we've all talked about the injuries. I think that's a very difficult thing to overcome. But there's a lot of things wrong with the team right now, and the worst part of it is the expectations that you have coming in. And then seeing how they've played against inferior opponents, that streak that they had, I mean, they lost every game to the Twins, right?
Yeah.
Was it every game? Every game, five and one. But, well, or one whenever, and five.
They lost the series, both of them.
Like, and if you watch the Twins, I was just joking with you guys. They either win 10 in a row or lose 10 in a row. They yeah. stink. And it's they keep getting on these streaks, whether it's losing or winning.
Well, this is why I was wrestling with an F or an I, because I was going to give an incomplete because of the injury. So, okay, they didn't have anybody playing this year. But I changed my mind after this last stretch where they got one hit, like, in, you know, with it. Three out of five games, and like nobody's hitting. These are the players. This is the team now.
Yeah.
This isn't like, you know, replacements.
Well, the other thing that comes with this, Rob, before you give your grade, is that we have a situation now where you feel like you have a GM under fire, if you want to call it that, and Mike yeah. Elias, the way the fans have talked about it and the fact that Hyde's been fired. The one good thing that I think comes out of this is the people that wanted them to spend money, I'd be shocked if they're not spending money in the offseason. Shocked.
Mm-hmm. They're going to spend money. I guarantee you that.
I'm saying. Those people are going to get what they want.
You know, because even veteran free agents out there see this team as a team that needs some help. They see young talent who needs some help. They'll race here if the money is right. I give them an F. I don't think there's any question there. I think they would give themselves an F right now. When you win over 80 games in a year that you're not supposed to win over 70 games, and then you win 101 games, and then you win 91 games, I didn't think it was a huge disaster that they dropped off 10 games from 101 to 91, because I don't think they were a 100-win team. I think they were a mid-90-win team. They just won 101 games. You have expectations. You have the right to have expectations. They have not lived up to those expectations. Now, the big reason for me, yes, they didn't go out and get free agents. Or big enough free agents, even though Tyler O'Neill's a multiple gold glove guy, 30 home run guy. Mm-hmm. It's not a bum, but he's just often injured, as we've seen that here. Injuries is the number one reason, in my opinion, that they've been disappointment. Yeah. But I can't give them a pass because of injuries. If I grade your paper and you did this paper while you're sick, or if you did a paper, multiple choice, and you were sick, I don't give you a B because you got it all wrong and you were sick.
Can they take the test over?
I grade you accordingly. They can take the test over. The next 81 games. The next 81 games will determine whether or not they get back in this thing or show us that they are the team that we thought they were. But no, I give them an F because they have not lived up. Pitching, hitting. Bullpen had a flash for about 3 weeks, but they've been down. Give me something that we've seen from the 2025 Baltimore Orioles that you expected this year. Give me one thing.
You can't. Holiday.
Okay, individuals, Holiday, O'Hearn. No.
Okay.
We can grade individuals. If we graded individuals, that individuals would get high grades.
I did say at the beginning of the year, when does Holiday go up somewhere near the top of the lineup? That's the one thing that I thought was going to happen that did happen. I mean, this has just been, it's been a comedy of errors. And again, everybody has a reason why this is all going on, but I think there's a lion's share of blame to go around. It's not one singular thing. But yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, it's hard to grade them when you had all these things go awry that are out of your control. You know, the injuries. You could have signed some other players. Did you put all your eggs in the Corbin Burns basket and miss out on Nick Pivetta, Nathan Eovaldi, whoever? I mean, name some other pitchers that are
Crochet.
Pitching. Yeah, I mean, the Crochet trade, what were they asking for? Mm-hmm. You didn't want to get rid of Coby Mayo, but why don't you complain every day now that you don't have a first baseman up here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's like that's why I said D-. You can't give them any sort of pass. Well, I guess it is if you go back to Tommy Boy. So I passed D-. Yeah, no. It's been a rough season, man. And, you know, as we were talking about it, we used to love August leading into September, because the past 2 years, it's like, hey, we're not even talking that much Ravens because the Orioles are cooking. And then now it's like, please, please get here as soon as you can, football. That's how it's been.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
You notice?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Before I get to the O's, right, man? Y'all talking about that golf thing this morning, man. I got a good idea, man. You know, how about the Big Bad Morning Show versus me, Trippy, and Dustin, man?
No, how about I go play golf? Why do you guys give us all of these field trips? We act like we live together and we desire and long to be together 24/7. Why?
Let Rob speak for himself.
It'll be a good fun time, though, man.
No, we're good.
It'll be good, great fun time.
Have you ever played golf?
Top golf.
Y'all gonna get your ass whooped if that happens. You know that, right?
Do I have to bring headgear?
Is he gonna start a fight somewhere?
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. No, I don't, man. Stop with that fight narrative, man. You know, y'all trying to ruin my reputation, man.
We don't have to ruin your reputation. They just gotta go to Twitter.
Yeah, man, whatever. Man. Man, I can't help it. People be drunken idiots, man. They don't know how to control the alcohol. And my phone just happened to come out and press record.
Your phone's out all the time. When are you not recording?
Hey, man, but listen.
I notice you don't record yourself at work sitting on your ass.
Wow.
Nah, I'm going to leave that subject alone. You know, people be listening, man. But, but no, I'm going to get an old man a C. You know, only because, you know, the injuries and everything, you know, like that, man. I was looking at a stat last night, and we got the second most players on the IL next to the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers was number one, mm-hmm. and we number two. So you know damn well, man, if we had all our players, you know, everybody, you know, especially our pitching staff.
Again, Rashawn, I agree with all of that, but I can't give them a higher grade because of that, because it is what it is. Again, I ask you the question. If you go in and take a test, multiple choice, you're not feeling well that day, and you fail that test, the teacher's not going to say, well, I'm going to give him a C because he wasn't feeling well that day. You got an F.
So the Dodgers have the most people on the IL in baseball, and it's a 51-win team.
Well, because—
I know why, but—
Yeah, I mean, you got—
They're not getting an F.
Four or five MVPs in your lineup, yeah. Arguably the best player in baseball. You've assigned—
He's been healthy.
Yeah, you've signed every import pitcher that's come back, come out. And they've lost so many starting pitchers, it hasn't mattered because they had guys that they said, hey, we can't use you as a starter because we have too many starting pitching.
Or the guys we can't use as a closer because we have too many closers.
Yeah.
What they have? 51 and 31.
They have five closers.
You know what their record is?
What?
51 and 31.
51.
There you go.
Good job.
World of Stupid at 7:15, but on the other side, going to take your calls. 410-583-1057. Are you giving the O's an F for their first 81? Rashawn gave them a C. See what you give him. 410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:47 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Orioles will play game number 81 tonight. What grade do you give them? I gave him an F. Jeremy, you gave him a D?
D-.
D-. And you gave him an F?
Yep.
Joe, what do you give him? Game number 81 tonight, or do you have to wait for the results of tonight's game to come up with this?
That'll change it, yeah. They'll go from an F to an A. No, it's got to be an F.
F plus.
I mean, Jeremy, what is a D minus? Like a 62?
Yeah.
Okay. Like they just got one extra question, right?
No, they got, it's a 61. They didn't get a 62. Let's not be ridiculous here. No, again, I give my reasoning, and it's part of the reason you guys are giving that you're not going to even consider it, right? Because of how the season went.
Yeah.
Injuries. I think they cannot get anything anything good here, you know, like because of where they're at.
Jeremy, I said from the beginning of the season when they started off, it's the injuries. I've stood with that the entire time, but I can't give them a pass because of it.
But they've only played 81 games.
I don't know. You're not going to play 80 games.
Oh.
They've only played 80. Oh. So you're putting.
Hey, right, today's 81.
No, you're getting closer to the finish line than we are.
Damn it.
Tonight is 81.
Yeah.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy.
Hello.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all know what my grade is, man.
No, we don't.
If I was a Jamaican, hey, man, the Ross, man, the Orioles, man, they trash, man. Let me give them an F plus, man.
No, F plus? Minus, what's an F plus, Trippy? Oh, F minus. What's huh? How do you put pluses and minuses on F? I thought that was the lowest.
I meant to say minus. See, I was acting like a Jamaican. You know, Jamaicans be getting confused sometimes, so you know.
Hey, they're working so many jobs.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm gonna keep on saying it every day. I'm ready for the Ravens season to start, man. I like the Orioles might as well just pack it up and go to Cancun, man. Go be with LeBron James and them. But I don't know. Hopefully, they can turn it around. But I'm looking at it like these last couple games, real quick. If they don't turn it around, let's just start selling these pieces, man. And I ain't going to lie. I don't care, man. That boy Gunner, he can go. I love that.
Hey, man, you have a good one, Trippy. That's ridiculous.
That is the most ridiculous comment, dude. You ain't watching. He ain't watching, bro. Gunner Henderson can go. Gunner Henderson.
As soon as you say
271, that. 271, on-base percentage of 350, OPS of 769.
And these are down numbers.
A war of 2.1.
And these numbers are down.
2.1.
Hey, Trippy, as soon as you say that, even if you said the most you know, amazing things the first couple of, so profound, it should be put in the history books, all those things.
No, stop now.
No, I'm saying if he had said those things and then said Gunnar Henderson can go, it's all a wash. You get rid of all the good things you did as soon as you say something that dumb.
Yeah.
Let's go to Parkville to get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think that's all a D minus.
D minus.
But I do have to say, and you said this the other day, Rob, they have a little bit of grit to them now. There was a point where it seemed like they weren't engaged. Well, they re-engaged, so it's good to see they're a little resilient now. So I do have to say that and add that.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. I think the lack of engagement was because they were inventing ways to lose games. That makes you, like, when you're sitting around waiting to lose versus now you're sitting around believing that you could win, I think that's the difference. There were games where they just weren't in it from the very beginning. Now, five straight games of being one hit? Three out of five. That doesn't help at all for that engagement. Let's see where they are tonight.
You know what?
Who comes to town?
Tampa.
Tampa.
You get Pepio again, who just locked you down in the last game and twisted you all up. But usually the second time around, you get to see a guy, things go a little bit better. You hope?
I hope.
I mean, no, I feel like this happens all the time. If there are pitchers that just own you that are great, you know, you have your struggles with them. And then there are times when you see a guy and you can't hit for squat, and then you see him like a week later, 10 days later, and he gets his ass lit up. Now, that's not what I'm saying is going to happen tonight. So I'm saying I hope happens tonight. So that D minus goes up to a D minus. It just goes up a point. It's still a D minus.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, people talk about selling off, and it reminds me last Sunday, before the game, Buck Showalter was talking about Dean Kramer. Dean Kramer started that game Sunday. And he said, looked at me and said, he's the last piece we had the Manny in it. I said, yeah. He said, yeah, that was a good trade, wasn't it? Mm. I said, yeah, Dean's cool. He said, yeah, I want to. He said, whenever you announce to the baseball world that you're selling off, they own you. He didn't say own. He said, you can't make that announcement. You can't announce that we're selling off because no one's going to give you market value once they know you're just getting rid of people.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you go to a yard sale, everything's cheaper. When you announce that you're selling off, it's a baseball yard sale. And no one's giving you, he said, you can sit there and try to hold out if you want, but no one's going to give you, well, he said, once they announce, he said, if the team wasn't completely out of it and they realized they had to trade Manny, they would have gotten more for Manny.
I think it's very accurate, but I also think there are times where you get teams to compete and drive up the price. It's a little bit different. You're at a yard sale and two guys come up and want the same thing and then they start haggling and then the price goes up a little bit or who gives you the better offer. And I feel like that happens more times than not. Right. I think you're right, but I do think in certain situations.
I'll give you an example. People thought the Tigers were starting to sell some parts off. They sold Flaherty. The Dodgers weren't saying we're rebuilding. I mean, I'm sorry. The Tigers weren't saying we're rebuilding. They're saying, well, we don't know if we're going to re-sign this guy.
Expiring contract.
So if they had traded Skubal and then Flaherty, then it announced to the world that they're rebuilding. They're restarting.
And where's Flaherty pitching right now?
Back with them.
Yeah.
But the fact that they just sold off a piece that they didn't know they could re-sign didn't announce to the baseball world it was a yard sale. The Orioles announced that they're completely rebuilding. That's a yard sale.
Yeah.
That's an absolute yard sale. And that's when you can't get, you guys are just starting over. Yeah. Let's get you some minor league parts.
Yeah, because that's what you need.
Because you don't want major league parts because you want to restart.
Yeah.
And Buck was like, I think Buck was still a little butthurt about that whole Manny trade.
I don't like that.
And he didn't like that at all. World is stupid at 7:15, but on the other side, can the Orioles leapfrog the Yankees and keep up the momentum? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.